bringing us into this particular next guest, our cryptic song as chosen by Fletch.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
Not very cryptic.
It's a cryptic song.
My fault that you've chosen something.
No, I'm cryptic. Saying it wasn't cryptic.
New York,
it's a cryptic
New
song.
York,
it's known as, isn't it?
These
from one Frank to another.
Frank, there we go.
Frank Panisi, the general manager of Melbourne Storm. Old Blue Eyes. I'm sure he's got blue eyes, actually. Frank Panisi joins us right now. How are you, Frank?
I'm very good, Adam. That's one hell of an introduction. I've never had that before.
So, well done, Fletch.
Well, Frank,
yeah,
what I like to do is give cryptic songs, but I just thought Frank Sinatra, Frank Panisi, old Blue Eyes. Have you been to Vegas, Frank?
I've been to Vegas and I've been to New York, and it's a great city, one of my favourite cities. So you've done well, Fletch. I'll give you 10 out of 10 for that.
It's the city that never sleeps. Now, Frank, can I ask you, and I've always wanted to know this, your title is General Manager of Football. Would that be correct?
That's correct. Yeah, that's right. That's right, Fletch.
What about a football manager? Because growing up, what does a football manager do? Is he just used to book the flights, book all the...
Yeah,
is that the role
hotels,
of a football manager?
Hotels, all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, just all your football operations, and a fair bit of that, you know, all the operationals around the team, getting the team lists in, and then the buses and the flights and accommodation. And then really there was no such thing as a general manager of footy. And as the game grew and all the staff, there's more coaches and more strength and conditioning coaches, and it got bigger and bigger. They appointed, as it really came out of American sports and the AFL copied suit, to have a manager that just looked after the football department. I think in the old days it was really the role of the CEO, but again, the club has got so much bigger with the businesses and people working. It's really like the CEO of just the football department. So, in essence, it's like the old CEO was of just the footy department.
Right.
Yeah, it's people management. You don't delve into, you know, game day strategies with, because you were a coach. You've coached one of my mates actually in junior footy down at Manly in the junior rep sides. And he said you were very, very big on preparation, very intrinsically involved in like the opposition analysis, your own analysis, like just a, you know, dot all the I's and cross all the T's. But you don't get involved in that down there.
No, I mean, I keep a handle on it. I think you have to, but at the same time, I haven't got the time to sit in all the meetings that they have, and whether it's coaches' meetings or all the team meetings, you know, I'd just be wasting my time. I can help the rest of the staff and the rest of the operation do better things, so rather than just sit in meetings. So, but you've got to keep a handle on things, on selections and everything else, but certainly not the nitty-gritty things of our tactical side, no.
Now, Frank, what about recruitment, i.e. a winger plays on the right for Brisbane. He plays on the right wing, Xavier Coates. Now, can I ask you this? Has he signed or is it all kerfuffle?
No, he hasn't signed, Fletch. I wish he had.
Yes.
We're certainly, like with a few other clubs, we're in there and we're hoping that he does come to us, but he's got a big decision to make. He's whether he leaves the Broncos, and if he does leave the Broncos, there's probably two or three clubs are very much interested in him, and we hope that he gives us consideration. So I wish it was true, and we're hopeful, but he's got a big decision to make, and we're just hopeful like the rest of the clubs, to be honest with you. But certainly he hasn't signed for us at the moment, no.
Okay, when was the last time a Melbourne Storm had signed a current Origin player from another club?
One of your former teammates? You would have played with Michael Crocker.
I did play with Michael Crocker.
Yeah, both at the Roosters and at rep level. He was the last one, and that was before my time. That was 2005 or 6. You'd know better than me, Fletch, around that time.
Yeah.
He was the last State of Origin player. We signed the last established first grader we signed was Dale Finucane, but he hadn't played rep footy at that stage. So, yeah, Dale was the last established player, and Michael Crocker was the last rep player. So, look, if it does come off, and, you know, we're all hoping it does, but... Yeah, that would be, but there's still a lot of water to go under the bridge to even think about that at this stage.
Okay, because they always hear about player identification, and Melbourne, you guys do it better than anyone. What do you look for in a player? Is it on the field? And I understand like looking for them on the field, but what about outside of football? Because we always hear that you have this cup of coffee and you get to know them. What are you looking for? What sort of traits are you looking for in a incoming prospect?
Yeah, look, our recruitment team do a great work in terms of, they look at, you know, all the vision and they watch them live and they look all the stats. But when they probably get to Craig and myself, it is that character that you talk about. And there's a few things we look at is how coachable they are in terms of wanting to coach, how competitive they are in terms of wanting to win and wanting to get better. So I think they're the two main, and, you know, Craig likes mentally tough players. So around those areas, I think the competitiveness, being coachable and being mentally tough are the three areas that he looks for in a player.
How do you cut through that, though, with a player? Like, you could have a really smart, savvy player like a George Costanza type who can just sit there and lie through his teeth and say all the things that you want to hear. Do you go and do a backgrounder on them and talk to their old junior coaches and, I don't know, family members or people that might know them through people that you know?
You have to, Adam, because that's, you're right. I mean, someone can do a great job and you get a fair idea when you talk to them, but yeah, it's going back and speaking to people that have coached them or worked with them, or ex-players that have been involved in some capacity, or teammates, you know, that might have been in the lower grades of their club, and you get a bit of a... So you do as much work as you can. It's the hardest thing. I mean, looking at a player, his vision and looking at his stats, that's the easy part of the recruitment side. It's that nitty-gritty of the character, which is the hard part. And look, we haven't got it always right. There's some players that... It doesn't make them bad people either. It's just whether they want to buy into what we're about here at the Storm, or if they go to another club, whether it's the Roosters or Rabbits. If they don't want to buy into how that club runs, and it doesn't make them bad people, they just don't fit into that organisation. So, you know, whilst we get a lot of accolades for getting a lot right, like everyone else, we've also got a few wrong as well, and where players just haven't fitted in here at the Storm for whatever reason.
Would you have signed, say, like a character like Brian Fletcher?
Well, that's a great question. That we'd have to do a fair bit of work on Fletch. Is that certainly he would get to our front door through his talent, but we'd have to do a fair bit of work off her. But in fairness to, I'm not saying Fletch is in the same, players like Brandon Smith and Cameron Munster, they're certainly not players you'd say they are. You know, they've got a little bit of rascal in them, but you know, and it's, so you're not looking for the model citizen, and you'd like to, but. We're involved in a game of rugby league that, you know, caters for players of all different levels, and you know, but they've got some characteristics about them that are really strong for us, and you know, at times we have to smooth some of their rough edges, as we say. But generally speaking, you know, that as long as they're respectful and you know, and they toe the line, they've got all those qualities that we look for in players.
Now, Frank, what about personally? Do you ever get like, and I suppose you would have been headhunted from other clubs, but what about other sports? Has anyone ever come knocking on your door from, say, AFL or cricket, saying, Frank, we love what you're doing down here, but we want you to come and work for us?
Yeah, Fletcher, I've had a couple, one or two informal discussions with AFL clubs a while ago, but whilst it was, you know, it's you thought about it for a split second, and I never really gave a great thought. I mean, I had 5 years away from rugby league, coaching rugby union overseas, and I enjoyed that, but that was to do more with lifestyle than anything else, just to move overseas and live and work in France and England, and I did a little bit in South Africa. But, you know, rugby league's been my game since a little bloke, and I'm, like a lot of most people in the game, I'm a fan as well as, you know, earning a living from it. So it would be a huge decision. And in a while, there's some skills that you can transfer to other sports. There's no doubt about that. I just think the two things are missing is a really true understanding of the game, but also just a deep passion for the game. So again, that would always keep me at bay. So it's so to answer your question, not really, to be honest with you.
All right, okay. Let's talk on the field. How's Ryan Pappenhausen coming along? Is there a chance he be back next week?
Yeah, big chance, Fletch. He was very close this week. If it was probably later in the season, it was a game we had to win, or it was a final, it'd be a good chance he would be playing. But this stage of the season, given us a shoulder, and we just didn't want to risk him at all. So we'll probably, more than likely, he'll play against St George. We've got a big turnaround now, 10 days between Souths and the Dragons. So very high chance that he will play against the Dragons.
What did you see in that kid? Because I knew him coming through as a touch footy player, and he's electric on a touch footy field. But you look at him, and he was 75 kilos wringing wet playing schoolboy footy, and you thought, I do wonder how many people in rugby league would have just automatically looked at him and go, yeah, good player, but too small. No, thanks. Next. What did you guys see in him?
We were the same, Adam. When our recruitment bloke sat us down and showed us vision of him, the first thing they saw was his size. And that was, but then after the more vision he showed obviously the speed, which he just, as we all know, speed is very hard to coach, and he just had electric speed even as a playing SG ball for the Tigers. But also in the vision that we saw, and then we did a little bit of work, you know, he got knocked about it a fair bit as a young bloke, even in playing SG ball, but he used to just get up straight away and there was no carry on, he'd just go again. So that part of that, that resilience, that toughness, and, you know, we always knew we could probably make him a little bit stronger and, you know, a little bit bigger, but he just had something you can't coach, that speed. And after we met him, and again, we did the background checks, it was probably, it was an easy decision. And but we were like anyone else. We looked at him, Craig and myself, and the first thing we said, you know, he's small. But, you know, everything else about him was just, he ticked all the boxes. So, you know, he's been remarkable for us. And he's just a great inspiration for all little blokes, you know, because it doesn't matter if you're a big bloke like Fletch or just a little bloke like Paps, there's a role for you in the game if you're good enough.
Frank, what do you do to unwind? Like, what do you do to relax? Now, I'm just wondering, like...
Do you reckon Jared Waitley asked him this earlier today?
No, I don't know, but I'm just wondering because to be... I've seen head coaches. I know Trent Robinson, and I know that he's fully invested in it. And I'd imagine, Frank, you the same, being so general manager of football. How do you relax? What do you like to do?
A couple of things. I like a glass of red wine.
Yep.
And I think Adam mentioned before a particular character. I watch a show called Seinfeld. I'm quite addicted to it. I watch at least one or two episodes a day. That's probably the last thing I do every day. I just think it just, you completely unwind. It's a, as the show suggests, it's a show about nothing, and you relax, and it's just, you don't have to think about it. Just have a good laugh. So I think finishing the day is always important. So probably Seinfeld's how I finish each day, most days anyway. So they're probably that one thing. And one thing I have tried to do, Fletch, in all seriousness, is try not to watch too much, you know, rugby league or listen to too many shows. Just trying to, because you're consumed by it, you've got to have an idea what's going on. But I probably rely on our media people just to keep us in tune. And so when I get home, I try to avoid watching or listen to any, you know, rugby league shows. And if anything, I might watch other sports shows. See, that's just a way to unwind. Otherwise, if you do it 24/7, you end up going crazy.
Now, when you say a show about nothing, that's very similar to this show that you're on now. It's almost identical.
Well, Frank, I've got Kramer as a sidekick for the last 3 days. It's been fantastic. What is your favourite? Before we let you go. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, he's very similar to Kramer. And he's my favourite character, if you ask me.
There you go, Frank.
My favourite character.
Okay, to see us out.
I thoroughly into it.
Favourite ever episode of the greatest, probably possibly the greatest show that's ever been created?
Oh, I'd have to go to Soup Nazi, Adam. I think that's one thing that was all the characters were involved. So, yeah, I'd probably say the Soup Nazi.
Outstanding.
Mine's the Man's Ear.
Man's Ear? Mine's Superman.
Yeah, the was race. Good.
Oh, the race is good. Oh, there's contest. A million of them. The contest is good.
Yeah, Brooksy's in as well.
You could talk about this all day.
You could. But we've got news around the corner, Frank, so unfortunately we can't. But Frank Fominisi from the Melbourne Storm, football manager, general manager, extraordinaire, executive operations manager of football. Yeah. Just load up the...
Enjoy the Shiraz, Frank.
Exactly, Frank. Thanks so much for joining us, mate, and good luck tomorrow night against the Bunnies.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Fletch.